Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the UFlex Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachin Bobade from Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anushka. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I welcome you all to Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of UFlex Limited. Hope you all are staying safe and healthy. From UFlex management team, we have with us Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, Group President and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Surajit Pal, Vice Chairman, Head of Investor Relations. Now, I hand the floor to the management for their opening remarks, and then we will have a question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sachin. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of UFlex Limited. Let me draw your attention to the fact that on this call, our discussion will include certain forward-looking statements, which are predictions, projections, or other estimates about future events. These estimates reflect management's current expectations about the future performance of the company. Please note that these estimates involve several risks and uncertainties that could cause our actual results to differ materially from what is expressed or implied. I would now request Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, Group President and CFO, for his opening remarks, following which we will open the forum for question-and-answer sessions. Over to you, sir.
Hello. Good afternoon to everybody who's on the call. Let me just give you a brief about how the quarter went, and then we'll have the Q&A sessions. So, as you would have seen from the numbers, that the revenues are up by about 6.5%, close to about 4,000-odd crores, 3,922 crores for the quarter, driven by a volume increase of 7.9% on a year-on-year basis. And the packaging bit has grown by about 11.7% on a year-on-year basis. And volumes, I'm talking about the volumes, and the packaging films has grown by about 6.8% during the Q1 on a YOY basis. This volume number does not include the PET resin production, which is happening at our Panipat and the Egypt plant, because otherwise the numbers would have not been comparable. When I talk about the 7.9% sales volume increase, that excludes any PET resin sales which are happening largely from India. On a PET resin production, I can share some numbers with you, which is in India, we achieved a capacity utilization of 97% during the quarter, and in Egypt, we achieved close to about 75% capacity utilization, which is very good for the first quarter of operations. Key highlights for the quarter are that this quarter, towards the end, around the third week of May, we saw, unfortunately, a very large player in the packaging film industry had an accident at its plant, and that changed the industry dynamics a bit. So the exports from India to Europe have come down, and the local availability of the BOPET as well as the BOPP films has also gone down, with the result that the demand-supply is more balanced now, which has led to better margins post this event happening. And a full reflection of that, you'll see in the subsequent quarters, the additional margins, which are which are there because of this supply side not being available now. Having said that, we've also seen an increase in the import volumes also, but still, I would say on the overall context, while the BOPET sees a very marginal increase, the BOPP part has seen a substantial increase, and the gross value addition has risen considerably during the quarter post this event. In terms of the other markets for us, the overseas markets, because we've had this huge ongoing issue of the tariffs, so a lot of back and forth happening, whether it was Mexico or Canada or some of the other countries. Our advantage is that we are present in 8-9 different geographies, and that gives us a bit of a flexibility as to if we are exporting to US, which is the best in terms of the lowest impact because of the tariffs imposed by the US. And happy to state that our large part of our exports from Mexico to US are covered under USMCA, and there is a nil duty as of now, and that will ultimately, if that remains so, that will ultimately give us an edge over the other countries who were selling to US, because everybody else is facing some sort of tariff on the exports to US. There is a bit of a negative news on India that the export the tariffs announced by US on Indian products are higher than expected, especially the additional the secondary tariff of 25%. I think we pretty sure that part will be taken care of, and even if there's no resolution found before the deadline of 27th, we feel that that date will be extended to so that whatever US and Ukraine and Russia wants to achieve to end this war, so the time allowance will be there to take care of any delays therein. The other part of the tariff of 25% is also there. So one of the packaging we export from India to USA, so that will get impacted by this. So, but if the tariffs are about between 15% to 20% range, final tariffs on this also, I think we will be at a level playing field with the other countries who are supplying to US, and that will sort of put us almost at par with the other countries. In terms of the guidance for this year, I think there are the CapEx plans, what we had in terms of expanding the aseptic packaging capacity from 7 to 12 billion packs, that has got some delayed. We were expecting that to start from January, the commencement of the season for 2025 calendar, but that has not happened. And despite that, we had, as I said, on a YOY basis, 18% extra volume in this quarter for liquid packaging. So that should happen anytime soon. The latest could be in H2, early part of the H2, but we could have it early than that also. The aseptic packaging greenfield expansion of 12 billion packs at Egypt is also likely to get commissioned in FY26. So is the WBP bags, which are used for the pet food industry, is also at an advanced stage of commissioning. And then we have final one, which is our recycling facility in Noida, where we are expecting that, given the government initiative that 30% of the recycled content in the rigid packaging and 10% in the flexible packaging, so that recycling capacity will come very handy to take care of the requirement of the products emanating from this government guidelines. On the whole, the margin for this quarter has been slightly lower. Same period last year, we had a 12.7% EBITDA margin, but this quarter it is 12%. Again, the India business has done well, but somehow because of the tariff uncertainties and because the a lot of companies had stocked their material requirements well in advance, so we've seen some impact of that. And hopefully this is just a passing phase, and this will get sorted out in the next couple of quarters as to what are the final tariff policies of the US. As I said earlier, if there are tariffs on other countries and not on Mexico, obviously we'll definitely see our margins improving overall in our US business, because we may have some headroom to increase our prices in US and still get the benefit of the USMCA to export to US. Again, one of the key features for this quarter is that we don't have any unforeseen in terms of exceptional losses for any foreign exchange. Last quarter same period was about 180 odd crores, but this quarter we don't have any such exceptional losses. So we expecting that next year we'll have the benefit of all these new investments getting commissioned, and by a reasonable estimate we expect that these can add up to 3,000 crore of additional revenues at a reasonable 85% capacity utilization levels, and should give us about 600 crores of add about 600 crores of EBITDA, because here we are talking about aseptic, we are talking about WPP bags, we are talking about the recycling biz, which are likely to generate a higher EBITDA than the conventional packaging films, where you look at about 11% to 13% kind of a margin range, depending on where you are in terms of the cycle in the business. But these products definitely, we've been telling you that even in India, in aseptic packaging, our margins are much better than margins what are there in the packaging or the packaging films industry. So overall, I think a decent quarter, and we are looking to consolidate this year, and then next year when all these investments are available for producing, then we good to add a substantial amount of revenues as well as the profitability to our business. I think that is what there has been some increase in debt also during this quarter, as I said that, you know, the ongoing capex which has been approved by the board. The total amount is about 2,000 odd crores, out of which as on 30th of June we've already spent about 1,100 odd crores. So balance 900 crore is what is expected to be spent in the current year as well as in the Q1 of FY27. So then that will take care of our you know, the investments that we've already announced to the market. I think that is what I wanted to convey. So India, you know, the market dynamics definitely have changed post that unfortunate loss at one of the very large players. And so that will also change the dynamics in the export markets as well. We clearly seeing that you know, the volumes from India into the European export market and the US export markets will come down, and which will give you better pricing power, you know, in those jurisdictions. And India, of course, will definitely see better margins going forward on a consistent basis, because, you know, a very large capacity is now off the table, which will take time to build. That's what, you know, I had to convey during this investors call, and we are open to any Q&A, whatever questions you have. We'll try to reply them to the best possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Fund. Please proceed.
Thanks for taking my question. A couple of questions from my end. First, this effective expansion, this seems to be getting delayed. Now, the expected commissioning is in H2, and I think you have mentioned estimated outlay of $24 million, and that is already been incurred. So, what are the challenges that we are facing in commissioning, and are you expecting a further delay?
No, we are not. See, ultimately, the idea was if we can complete it by December 24 or early part of January, you will get the benefit of 25 calendar season. Now, if that is not happening, then whether it happens today or it happens 2 months later, this is not going to be a very substantial difference in terms of you know, what the volumes or the selling, because now in the off season we are not constrained for the capacity. You are constrained for the capacity only in the peak season period, which is say from January to August, so now any benefit of this will come only in the next calendar, so 26 calendar onwards. From January onwards, it should start. So we are close to achieving a commercial run for this, and it should happen quickly, more quickly than that. But the message that I am going to convey is, even if it gets, you know, say done tomorrow itself, it's not going to give you any additional revenues and the profitability as of now.
So for the full year FY26, what is your guidance on total volumes in Asepto?
Asepto, we had earlier given a guidance of about 10 billion packs. Okay, so in the Q1 we have achieved about 2.3 billion packs. which is April, May, June. So I think we will look at somewhere around 8.5 billion packs now.
Between 8.5 to 9. Okay, understood. Now my second question is on the, you have mentioned, I'm on this capacity utilization slide, and I can see that, you know, in couple of regions, we have the capacity utilization has dropped on a sequential basis. So in Dubai, Nigeria, and Poland, we have seen, and even Mexico, we have seen a sequential drop in the capacity utilization. So, if you could highlight the key reasons, and for the full year, how do you see the overall capacity utilization across all geographies?
So I think, as you rightly mentioned, these three are, you know, have not performed as well on a sequential basis. So Nigeria is the worst impacted, where the impact is because of you know, the tariff being put by U.S. Nigeria has finally come on a 19% tariff basis. And earlier it was, you know, when they had U.S. had put, you know, similar reciprocal duties on each country, they were at 10%. So I think because U.S. and Mexican both production units are not able to cater to the demand in the US, in the North America and the South America markets. So this business will pitch in, but we still trying to see as to where we can optimize this. You know, like for example, in Egypt, there is a 10% duty exporting to US. So I think eventually when everything will get, you know, sort of more settled, we'll see at that point in time about Nigeria. But clearly this quarter, Nigeria underperformed because U.S. had already stocked well in advance. Our customers had also stocked well in advance. And then this duty came, by virtue of which we decided to just keep the things a bit low during while this all gets settled down. Poland has typically been impacted because of exports happening from India, and as I said, that, you know, post you know, from June onwards, this trend has reversed a bit. In June, the exports from India into Poland, into Europe were much lesser. And that impact will come in the subsequent quarters, and we think that, you know, that will give us some pricing power in Europe. The third is Dubai. Now, Dubai is not much. There's no significant impact as such. You know, it could be that, you know, the plant may be under a shutdown during a plant shutdown during this period and all that. That could be the only reason, but there is no specific reason for Dubai, because Dubai sells its products only in Middle East. So there's nothing as such for Dubai is. But look at something, you know, Hungary has done well, you know, as compared to sequentially as well as on a YOY basis. India has done well, and India is expected to do better in the coming quarters as well. So Egypt has done better in this quarter on a sequential basis. So I think overall, Nigeria will get sorted, and Poland will get sorted in the next couple of quarters.
Overall, for year, what kind of production volume I should work with? So in this quarter, you have done total 127,900 tons in the films section, and in the previous quarter, it was a similar number. So for the full year, for film for the film division, what is the total production volume that I should work with?
Somewhere around 132 something per quarter.
132 per quarter. Okay. Got it. That is it from my end. Thanks for answering the questions. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Before we proceed with the next question, a reminder to the participants, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Aman Kumar from AK Securities. Please proceed.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Bhatia.
Good evening,
sir. So my question related to BOP margin in Mexico and Hungary. Since I think a lot of import was happening in Europe from India. So after this fire in India, in the Jindal plant, do we expect that the dumping from India will come down and the margins in Mexico and Hungary will, Egypt and Hungary will be better going forward?
इंडिया से जो एक्सपोर्ट्स हैं दे आर हैपनिंग ओनली फ्रॉम ओनली टू यूरोप ओके सो इंडिया इज नॉट एक्सपोर्टिंग टू इजिप्ट एट ऑल सो आई डोंट नो वेयर डिड दैट इंफॉर्मेशन इज कमिंग
नो नो आई थिंक फ्रॉम इजिप्ट आई थिंक वी वर एक्सपोर्टिंग टू दैट इज कन्फाइंड टू इजिप्ट ओनली और वहां से यूरोप में एक्सपोर्ट भी होता था फ्रॉम इजिप्ट से यूरोपी भी
exports to Europe and from India there are exports to Europe. So with this unfortunate incident, the exports to Europe in the month of June versus the month of May have gone down. So I think they are likely to go down in the subsequent months as well. So let's see the impact of that in the current and the next quarter, but definitely this will give some pricing power to Europe.
So, BOPET, when this overcapacity situation in BOPET will get over all over the world? I think there is overcapacity not in India, but it's overseas also.
Overseas in the specific jurisdictions, there is no significant mismatch. It's only that because there is a significant mismatch is there in India. So India is exporting to these countries, and with the rupee depreciating against euro, I think so that is again helping the Indian exporters to drive better margins while exporting and then keeping the demand supply equilibrium balanced in India. So BOPET mein abhi kam se kam 2 saal aur lagenge before any meaningful impact of the demand supply balancing could be seen.
Okay, and sir, next question regarding related to this flexible packaging business. So after long time, I think we are seeing a good turnover growth and is there. So ye margins bhi better ho rahe hain kya? Aur aage kya lag raha hai? Kyunki cheeze to better dikh rahi hai FMCG sectors mein going forward.
So this quarter for flexible packaging business, the volume grew by about 7.4% on a YOY basis. Okay, for liquid packaging, as I said, they grew by 18%. And holographic films, they grew by about 5%. So, but that is not a very substantial business. So the volume growth in the packaging, flexible packaging business is good. And the margins have also been better in this quarter on a YOY basis. So hopefully that momentum is there, and now, if we, with the new announcements by Honorable Prime Minister that, they'll lower the GST slabs and there is a increased demand for the food and other consumables and all that. So obviously it will impact the packaging demand as well. So hopefully, we'll see a better demand for this. But, you know, having said that, in the flexible packaging, you know, we've not done any investment in the last few years. So in terms of, what we can do in terms of additional volumes there may be very limited. Maybe then the strategy would be to move up the value chain and reduce your exposure on the low value-added products and all that, and do more pouches and other products, similar other products, rather than doing the roll form and all that. But we don't have much capacity over there which we can utilize to improve our volumes, revenues, and profitability.
So there is a lot of clarity there in the recycling business. So whether we will see significant uptick in this business going forward, because 40,000 is a reasonable quantity, but I don't think it's a very major quantity. So where we see this business to grow going forward?
40,000 say, so isme kaam chalega nahi. 40,000 is just an initial number to test the waters and to see how serious the regulations are in terms of implementation. And, you know, these sort of paramount policy things take certain time to stabilize and then the results are seen. Agar 30% aapko mix karna hai isme aur 10% flexible mein mix karna hai, to flexible mein 10% ka mixture ka matlab hai actually 25% hi mix karna hai, because flexible mein, because you have BOPET, you have poly, you have BOPP, to agar usme ek packaging mein 1 kilo agar wo lagta hai PET, to total 2.5 kilo ki packaging banti hai. To impact to sara BOPET category mein hi aayega, because recycling sirf usi mein ho raha hai. To volumes aayenge, but ye thoda sa I think dhairya rakhne ki game hai, because government isko ab dekhiye pehla saal hai abhi, to ye next year jab sarkar iska audit karegi ya log apne returns file karenge, तब पता लगेगा कि वो कैसे इस चीज को ले रहे हैं, कैसे इसको कर रहे हैं. But on having said that, then there are companies who are already taking action in terms of finalizing their strategy as to how do they want to achieve this and all that. But थोड़ा सा धैर्य रखना पड़ेगा हमारे को. हमारी कौन सी अभी facility ready है? हमारी भी end of the year तक ही ready होगी. तो next year में अगर हम लोग इसमें we have the production capability, and by the time the things get more crystallized in terms of how the government reacts to any underperformance in the current year, because there is not much of the product also available, so the company can also say the product was not available locally, so we couldn't do this and all that. So, this is a sustainable business. End of the day, if कोई regulation है, वो regulation में अब कटौती तो होगी नहीं. हो सकता है उसको sector में एक दो साल extra लग जाएं, but it is going to be there, and this will become a formidable business as for the industry.
And for Uflex also.
Obviously, for Uflex also, it will become a formidable business.
And so do you think that this BOPET margin ka bottom out ho gaya, now things will improve here onwards?
BOPET margins mein India mein improve ho gaye the, but India mein abhi we are seeing higher imports from Southeast Asia and China also. So I think that keeps the prices in check. in check currently. I think uska
sir wo jo bhi logon ne import kiya to sabne acha khasa nuksan kiya to aage se import karne se pehle I think they will think twice before importing any puppet of BOPP. Do you think is it right?
You are right over there because you know the industry ka bhi purpose yahi hai ki imports wala rasta nahi dekhe sab log to better hai to sab logon ne nuksan kiya abhi prices fir kam ho gayi hain to I think agar certainty nahi hogi traders ko ki ye import karne mein kuch you know is there's any merit so that will give a price advantage to the local manufacturers for sure but better ho jayega matlab as you said bottom out ho gaye hain so I would say bottom out ho gaye hain but this was checked by higher imports in this quarter from Southeast Asia and China.
And sir, one last question, that ki BIS ke liye industry, whether industry is asking the government to implement BIS in packaging films, jisse ki ye import ke upar na kuch check lagaya jaye.
Industry is doing all that can be done to ensure that, you know, the local industry remains viable. And so they'll do everything. Don't worry about
it. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot from this.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please proceed.
Namaskar, sir. And thank you for the opportunity. Sir, firstly, sir, we have mentioned about this virgin PET chip business, and we have outlined some capacities for Egypt and Indian capacities at Panipat. So, firstly, if you could just explain, is it the only the EPR part of the story which we are playing through this segment, and what is the revenue contribution going ahead when these will be running at full utilization levels?
So two things over here, you know, they were initially, you know, planned during the COVID period, later part of the COVID period, when the demand supply situation was so bad that, you know, getting the raw material, PET chips for our packaging films was becoming a very, very challenging thing. What had happened was during the COVID period, so in the industry structure, if you see, you know, all those people who make, you know, resin for the PET bottles, they have always some surplus capacity when optimize using, they produce the film grade PET chips also. Now, when the demand for the bottles also went up during the COVID period, so they didn't have this surplus available. And that is the time, you know, players like us who didn't have any capacity, internal capacity for this raw material, we started suffering badly in terms of availability as well as in terms of the price. So that's when we decided that, you know, we are a very formidable player. We are globally number one or number two. And, you know, we just can't leave business to the market. So we have to have a better handle on our raw material. And so that is where we set up a plant in India and then in Egypt. Now, we also knew that, you know, when you are producing at these plants, so since most of the capacity is going to be utilized internally, it will not add to any revenues, but it will add to your profitability.
Margin.
It will also give you a certainty of the raw material quality, because earlier you were procuring from various sources, whichever was the cheapest and quickly available. So that would have given more certainty to this business. So that was the whole intention. But in India, we also kept a provision that if we want to convert these into a bottle grade chips also, so we have a provision in the plant for doing that. And depending on the market prices, bottle grade chips mein agar aapko better margin mil raha hai, so hum log apni film ke liye, we buy this raw material from the market and produce the bottle grade so that we get better margins over this. So ye dynamic si situation hai, change hoti rehti hai, ye kis pe margin zyada hai, pet films mein banane mein better hai ya bottle grade bana lijiye better hai. Abhi do quarters se ye ho raha hai Panipat mein ki bottle grade ke volumes hamare badh gaye hain, ki hum bottle grade bana ke bechein to hamare ko better margin mil raha hai abhi. So hum apna raw material ho sakta hai ki bahar se khareed rahe ho aur bottle grade chips bottle grade bana rahe hain, to isi plant mein hum, what we are saying is because we have the capacity to make a bottle grade chips aur hamara jo naya plant aa raha hai wahan pe hum recycled chips banayenge. To jo 70-30 ka sarkar ne bola hai, hum apne customer ko 70% ye virgin chips aur 30% recycled chips Noida plant se laake mix karke usme hi de denge, taki ye कस्टमर को अपने एंड पे ये मिक्सिंग एंड ऑल दैट वो ना करनी
पड़े. तो इस तरह से इसे डुअल पर्पस रहेगा आपका, मार्जिन प्रोफाइल में भी इम्प्रूवमेंट आएगा एंड टीपीआर प्रोग्राम भी स्मूथ रन हो पाएगा.
हाँ जी हाँ जी हाँ जी.
सर जैसे आपने प्रेस रिलीज में मेंशन किया है कि ये 18,000 मेट्रिक टन के जो सीपीपी प्लांट है मेक्सिको, दैट विल रैंप अप फॉर क्वार्टर वन एंड टू, सो इन टर्म्स ऑफ इट्स रेवेन्यू कंट्रीब्यूशन, व्हाट शुड बी लुक एट इट एज ऑन एन एनुअल बेसिस. एंड ऑल्सो सर, वी हैव स्पोकन अबाउट कैपेक्स एंड कमिशनिंग ऑफ आई थिंक फोर प्रोजेक्ट, अबाउट द इजिप्ट वन, डी बॉटल मेकिंग एट सानंद, then the WPP for Mexico, and already you have spoken about the Noida technique. So, sab mila ke iska the full benefit kya hum H2 mein full project contribution dekhenge, aur kaisa what kind of revenue addition are we expecting from these capex when they are streamlined?
So I think I had already said that in my call.
Okay,
so year mein hum log iska koi benefit nahi दे पाएंगे. सानंद का जो एक्सपेंशन है उसका बेनिफिट हम जनवरी ऑनवर्ड ले सकते हैं. तो अगर हम जनवरी में करीब जनवरी फरवरी मार्च में करीब 1 बिलियन पैक्स अ मंथ अगर हम वो अचीव कर लें, तो वो डेफिनेटली एक बेनिफिट आ जाएगा. तो जैसे मैंने बोला, इस क्वार्टर में हमने 2.3 बिलियन पैक्स किए थे, तो अगर हम जनवरी फरवरी मार्च में ये एक्सपेंशन के बाद में 3 बिलियन पैक्स कर ले, विच इज अ सीजन टाइम ऑल्सो, तो वो गेन वो बेनिफिट टर्नओवर में आ जाएगा और प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी में आ जाएगा. बट उसके अलावा बाकी सारे जो प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं उनका बेनिफिट FY27 में ही जाएगा. और जो असेप्टिक का इजिप्ट में प्लांट है उसका बेनिफिट हो सकता है कि उसमें, क्योंकि इंडिया में भी जब हमने प्लांट लगाया था तो हमें कुछ टाइम लगा था, प्रोडक्ट अप्रूवल में टाइम लगता है. ये नहीं है कि आज आपने मैन्युफैक्चरिंग फैसिलिटी सेटअप कर दी. तो डेफिनेटली हम लोग इंडिया से एक्सपोर्ट कर रहे हैं, क्वालिटी है, उसका बेनिफिट हमें मिलेगा. बट उसमें थोड़ा सा एक्स्ट्रा टाइम लग सकता है बिकॉज यू नो द प्रोडक्ट में we've seen in the past that it takes a bit of a time, but yes, we'll be ready to serve the markets from in FY27. WPP hamara aa jayega, recycling aa jayega, but asepto Egypt bhi aa jayega, but ho sakta hai usme thoda sa hame usko capacity utilization levels badhne mein aur product establish karne mein thoda time lag jaye. Having said that, the total planned capex for all these four investments is about 2,000 odd crores. And we've already spent about 1,100 crores as up to 30th of June.
The last point what you mentioned, 100 crore we have
on a revenue side, said that isme kareeb potential hai kareeb 3000 crore rupees ki top line ka aur EBITDA about 600 crore rupees ka EBITDA potential hai in sab char projects.
So, total capex 2000 crore, top line at peak utilization 3000 and EBITDA at 20% translates to 600 crore. That is what the match should be.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, sir, is saal to phir humare margins and all pe interest ka pressure rahega because 1200 we have already spent and balance 800 will be spent within the next two quarters only. So, the net debt to EBITDA aur upar jayega.
हाँ, but इसका P&L में impact नहीं आता इस interest का because the interest that you incur on the borrowings taken for this, this all gets capitalized as part of the project cost. हाँ, but debt number आ जाएगा तो net debt to EBITDA थोड़ा सा और ऊपर जाएगा.
तो फिर peak क्या होगा हमारा? अभी 3.90 है.
हाँ, तो 4.1 तक maximum होगा.
But just, I guess if we take the roadmap going ahead, what are the outlining after this? Since this capex and all were envisaged earlier and now, and the IRR were also worked out. So now going ahead, say from 2000, the next financial year, how should the debt trajectory should look like? Means whether this 4.1 will, where it will go down or where it will be for the next financial year?
देखिए 4. या 4.1 जो है वो अगर हम लोग इसका 600 करोड़ का एबिटा भी ऐड कर लेते हैं ऑन एन एग्जिस्टिंग एबिटा ऑफ 1900 ऑड करोड़ तो हमारा एबिटा हो गया 2500 करोड़ रुपए का. तो 2500 करोड़ रुपए पे हमारा टोटल डेट अगर मैं इसमें मेरा टोटल साल का रीपेमेंट करीब 1300 करोड़ रुपए का है. मेरा टोटल डेट है अभी एज ऑन 7300. तो 7300 करोड़ का मेरा डेट है डिवाइडेड बाय 2500 मैं आ गया 2.92 पे. आई एम सेइंग मेरा शेड्यूल्ड रीपेमेंट भी है 1300 करोड़ रुपए का साल का और अगर अभी मेरे को कुछ इन प्रोजेक्ट के लिए कुछ लोन ड्रॉ भी करना है इसमें तो हम लोग विद द न्यू प्रोजेक्ट कम गेटिंग कमीशन एंड द रेवेन्यूज एंड द प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी किक इन वी विल श्योरली बी अंडर 3.
आपका ओपनिंग रिमार्क मैंने ध्यान से नहीं सुना था लैंड डिस्ट्रक की तो इफ यू कुड जस्ट गिव मी फर्स्टली द ऑपरेटिंग लैंडस्केप इन टर्म्स ऑफ आई थिंक सो आई हैव स्पोकन बाय अदर प्लेयर्स आल्सो हाउ द फिल्म सेगमेंट मार्जिन मूव्ड अप एंड देन बिकॉज ऑफ सम इम्पोर्ट दे हैव नाउ अगेन ट्रेंडिंग लोअर सो टेकिंग द those things into play out post the TAD event in the month of end of May. How are things currently planned out for our film business segment in terms of the contribution margins or per kg EBITDA per kg agar hum dekhe trajectory so abhi kaise dikh rahi hai market kaisa hai?
So what I am saying is two things. One is India and other is overseas. In India, after this event, clearly the market dynamics have changed for the better. More better for the BOPP players, but even for the PET players, this became better also. But later, this was checked by a higher imports from Southeast Asia and China. And as, there is, it's a known fact that these traders have incurred losses because the domestic players also adjusted their prices accordingly. So that, the impact of the capacity which is now not available in India will be seen in the medium term for sure. We've seen more profound in the BOPP and less profound in the PET industry because of imports happening. Now, simultaneously, if we also link it to the global thing, now, while India story was different because of this incident, that's how the market dynamics changed. In the overseas market, the dynamics changed because of the tariff by the U.S. And with the domestic incident, the export of the packaging films from India to Europe have come down already in the month of June and July. And if they keep on coming down, we'll definitely see a better pricing in the Europe market. In the U.S. market, because there was before the in anticipation of the tariff, the customers had already stocked the films and all that, so we saw hesitation on the customers to book to give more orders till they are clear that as to how the tariffs are going to settle. So there has been an unsettling impact because of the tariff. And that is why in the quarter, the demand in the North American market remained a bit of a muted. I also said that we still have an advantage because we produce films in Mexico and our exports from Mexico to US are very substantial. Whatever Mexico produces, 70% is exported into the North America market, largely to US. And if there are duties on all other nations, obviously it will give us an advantage, and we will have scope for better margins when we are exporting from Mexico to US. This has to settle down over the next two quarters. Only then, the final plans will be before all of us.
Right, sir. And sir, if we look at the P&L part, I just conclude also. P&L, when we look at the nature of our other operating income, if you could just explain what are the major key components and how are these other operating income are generated? And also, sir, when we compare June 24 versus June 25, what kind of, I think the volume, and you have given volume and this revenue increase percentage is good, but the efficiency part in terms of whether power and fuel or employee cost, everything has gone up higher than what the incremental revenue has been. So where have we slipped on these fronts, sir? Or kya steps hum le rahe hain ye cost ko rationalize ya lower karne mein, sir? Other operating income ka component and employee cost, power fuel cost, everything has moved up significantly.
So other operating income largely is a business income only, jaise export incentives hain aapke ya aapke business mein jo scrap generate hota hai wo sales hain. So it is very much part of the operational income only. I've not gone through, as to the rise in the other expenses proportionate to the, the higher revenues as well as the profitability. But because, to a very large extent, if the market dynamics are also playing. So obviously you will find that, if the revenues have come down or if the profitability is lower and you measure those costs in relation to these two factors, they will look, way higher as compared to the comparison period. But that does not mean that, you can reduce those costs just like that, ki ek quarter mein mere volume kuch kam ho gaye Trump ki wajah se ya kisi local factors ki wajah se to meri employee cost bhi kam ho jayegi. These sort of expenses are mostly, fixed or semi-fixed in nature only. And when you work out the percentages or per ton and all that, you will find it a bit higher. But more or less, को आप कुछ ज्यादा कर नहीं सकते हैं, यू नो, अनलेस यू स्ट्रक्चरली फील दैट योर बिजनेस यू हैव एक्सेस मैन पावर और योर मैन पावर इज और इफ यू डन अ प्रोजेक्ट वेयर यू हैव हायर द मैन पावर बट अभी उसमें कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन ही कम है. All those factors you have to take in your stride. I don't think so that, you know, we keep on reviewing our manpower from time to time as to what is the cost and what are the other things, but nothing to worry about on all those factors.
Okay. So, sir, jo roadmap lekar hum pichle quarter mein jab hum discuss kar rahe the, wo that trajectory still hold ground post the exit of the first quarter in terms of the different margins, their realization. How are those things? Sir, jo roadmap humne outline kiya tha current year ke liye in terms of the revenue trajectory, the margins trajectory, post the exit of the quarter one, how confident are we that given the current business environment, we will be able to meet those trajectory as outlined earlier. So this EBITDA margin or the EBITDA which we have done for the Q1, how sustainable or how are the market factors contributing to the sustainability of the same? If you could just give us some more color on the same.
I understand. Humne guidance diya tha ki hum 10% se revenue badh jayega. और बेटा करीब हमारा लास्ट ईयर 1900 करोड़ का, इस साल करीब 2100 करोड़ रुपए के करीब हमारा एबिटा आएगा. अब फर्स्ट क्वार्टर में हमने ग्रो किया रेवेन्यू 6.4%, तो इसका मतलब जो बैलेंस पीरियड है, तीन क्वार्टर्स हैं, उसमें हमें 10% से ग्रो करना पड़ेगा आर रेवेन्यू टू कम क्लोज टू दैट 10% रेवेन्यू नंबर. 11% से एक्चुअली ग्रो करना पड़ेगा. 11% ग्रो करने के लिए कुछ तो वॉल्यूम गेम होगा, बट लार्जली इट विल बी द प्राइसिंग गेम. सो होपफुली एंड यू नो Q4 में फिर हम लोग जो Q2 में Q1 में जो हमारा असेप्टिक वाला जो मिस हो गया Q4 में जाके आएगा. एक तो वो मिस है ही है, यू कैन से अबाउट 0.7 बिलियन पैक्स फॉर द क्वार्टर, 0.5 टू 0.7 बिलियन पैक्स फॉर द क्वार्टर, वो तो मिस है ही. दूसरा वैल्यू जो प्राइसेस हैं एंड ऑल दैट, वो ऑब्वियसली विद द इंसिडेंट विच हैव हैपेंड टुवर्ड्स द फैग एंड ऑफ द Q1 विल ड्राइव द वॉल्यूम्स एंड द प्राइसेस बेटर इन द नेक्स्ट थ्री क्वार्टर्स. So hopefully we should be able to achieve that. अगर पूरा नहीं भी करेंगे तो Q2 में देखते हैं कि क्या करेंगे.
It will mainly depend there on the film segment realization and its contribution margin. So उस aspect में sir अभी we are on track. Post the exit of what the June quarter and what factors affected our
पूरा नहीं है ट्रैक पे. Q1 वर्सेस जो हमने पूरे साल का प्लान किया था, थोड़ा सा सेटबैक है उसमें, बट वी विल अचीव दैट इन द नेक्स्ट थ्री क्वार्टर. दैट इज व्हाट वी आर होपफुल.
जी सर, फिल्म सेगमेंट के रियलाइजेशन अभी कैसे ट्रेंड कर रहे हैं, बोथ BOPP एंड BOPET में एंड ग्लोबली सर? अभी ये दोनों सेगमेंट में फर्दर कोई कैपेसिटी एडिशन हम एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं रिमेनिंग थ्री क्वार्टर्स में?
नहीं, इसमें तो अभी कोई कैपेसिटी एडिशन नहीं प्लान कर रहे हैं.
नहीं, ग्लोबली कोई और प्लेयर भी ऐड कर रहा है क्या सर? आई एम आस्किंग अबाउट हाउ आर द ग्लोबल कैपेसिटी एडिशन, इफ एनी.
SRF ऐड कर रहा है इंडिया में. देन यू हैव one or two other players who are adding BOPP in India. So BOPP में क्योंकि void हो गया है बड़ा, तो I think नाहर कर रहा है और एक और था, तीन players ने कुछ capacity.
Vancheri is also coming up soon.
Okay. तो अभी तक तो यही है, you know, he is not supporting us. हमने देखा है जब भी यू नो कुछ मार्जिन बढ़ते हैं एंड ऑल दैट, तो सब लोग जितने भी हैं इंडस्ट्री में सब लोग कहते हैं मैं भी एक एक लाइन तो लगा ही लूं। अगर वो सब लोग जैसे पीछे पेट में किया था सबने, अगर वैसे ही होगा तो फिर अगेन ओवर कैपेसिटी की तरफ बढ़ जाएंगे अगले 3 साल में।
और अभी रियलाइजेशन कैसे शेयर करें थे, ये पॉइंट में मिस कर गया, व्हाट यू मेंशन व्हाट रियलाइजेशन करेंट।
रियलाइजेशन अभी ठीक हैं इसमें, आई थिंक बेटर देन द पैट ऑन ए ग्रॉस बेसिस। वैल्यू एडेड में करीब 35 से डिपेंडिंग ऑन द, अगर बेस एक फिल्म ले लें तो करीब 35% का मार्जिन है ओवर द रॉ मटेरियल कॉस्ट इन द बीओपी।
राइट, एंड लास्टली सर दिस सिंगल पैलेट सॉल्यूशन आपने कुछ मेंशन किया है अपने प्रेस रिलीज में, इसका क्या क्या सिग्निफिकेंस है? और प्रेस रिलीज में सर इफ आई जस्ट टेक योर अटेंशन पेज नंबर फ्रॉम पेज नंबर 14 ऑनवर्ड सर आपने प्रोडक्ट वाइज मेंशन किया है केमिकल्स Flex coat and then UV LED. What are we trying to explain out of these few slides in terms of how our profitability and the business, incremental business kitna aata? I think so 4-5 slides we have mentioned, wherein we have mentioned about special properties and all those stuff. But kahi aa gaye?
There are product capability things that we are telling you basically to make you understand that you know we are not a dormant company, we are evolving company. हम लोग अपने products में नई चीजें खोजते रहते हैं, नई चीजें करते रहते हैं, और उसकी वजह से ही we remain one of the best players in the industry. Now having said that, जो आपने पहला question पूछा कि जो single palette में क्या करेंगे, तो सिंगल पैलेट में मैंने ऑलरेडी एक्सप्लेन किया कि हम लोग अब कस्टमर को 30% मिक्स करना है, ठीक है? तो कस्टमर के पास दो ऑप्शन है कि एक तो ये ऑप्शन है कि वो वर्जन भी खरीद ले और रिसाइकल भी खरीद ले और अपने यहाँ मिक्स कर ले। दूसरा, अगर वो बेटर प्रोडक्ट चाहता है तो एट ए मैन्युफैक्चरर एंड ऑल्सो इफ ही गेट्स ए प्रोडक्ट इन विच देर इज 70% वर्जन मटीरियल एंड 30% रिसाइकल्ड कॉन्टेंट, इट विल वर्क बेटर फॉर हिम। अदरवाइज उसको हो सकता है कुछ मिक्सिंग की भी कुछ लगाना पड़े या वो उतना क्वालिटी नहीं मेंटेन कर पाए। सो वी आर ऑफरिंग दिस टू आवर कस्टमर कि आपको हम सिंगल पैलेट सोर्स दे देंगे वेयर you will get the prefix with the pre mix thing jisme aapko kuch nahi karna hai, to aap sirf usko apne machine mein chalaiye.
The all are the EPR story ke liye that will add into that. Right, correct sir. For investors I think so for our side it is only how the debt trajectory shares up going ahead, and I think so when we started conversating 2.5 years earlier, Subhajit sir did mention about some low hanging fruit which we were eyeing to capture. Or so if Subhajit sir is online and if he could just comment where are we in getting those low hanging fruit for the investing community, and if any comment.
तो वो 1-to-1 आप सूरजीत से बात कर लीजिएगा। आई थिंक आई नो कॉन्टेक्ट व्हाट यू आर सेइंग ऑन द कॉल।
सर इन द कॉल ही वाज मेड ही हैड मेंशनड अबाउट आई थिंक मे बी आई मे बी इनकरेक्ट ऑल्सो
नो यू सो दैट इज व्हाट आई एम सेइंग आई हैव नो रिकलेक्शन ऑफ दैट। तो सूरजीत इज द बेस्ट पर्सन टू टॉक टू, एंड इफ ही इज नॉट एबल टू गिव यू एन आंसर देन यू नो वी कैन ऑलवेज एंगेज की क्या कॉन्टेक्ट था, बट अभी मेरे को कोई कॉन्टेक्ट नहीं समझ आ रहा इस बात का। दिस व्हाट आई एम ट्राइंग
फाइन सर, वी होप सर फॉर वैल्यू क्रिएशन एक्सरसाइज फॉर शेयर होल्डर्स दैट इज नॉट एग्जैक्टली हैपनिंग, सो दैट वाज द रीजन व्हाई माय क्वेश्चन वाज। एंड That's all from my side. Thank you for all the elaborate discussion and all. Only one suggestion is that when the presentation is uploaded, if that could be done a day before the call, that will suffice lot of things. Lot of effort goes into the presentation. Kudos to Manoj, Surajit sir for preparing a very exhaustive report. Please provide us ample time to go through those also. 40 minutes are not sufficient. That is not doing justice to the sales. एक दिन पहले कर लीजिए या कॉल नेक्स्ट दिन कर दीजिए.
तो ऐसा है, हम आपके लिए सिर्फ कॉल पे अवेलेबल नहीं है. तो अगर आपको, हम जल्दी करने की कोशिश करेंगे, इसको करते हैं, बट हम अगर आपको आज मिला और आप नहीं देख पाए, कल देख लेंगे, परसों देख लेंगे, तो आप सेपरेटली हम आपसे एंगेज करके फिर आपके क्वेश्चन और आंसर फिर दोबारा हम एड्रेस कर देंगे. कोई इश्यू नहीं है उसमें. तो इसको आप मत सोचिए कि मेरे को टाइम कम मिला तो मेरे को मैं पूरी तैयारी नहीं कर पाया. कोई बात नहीं, इस कॉल पे नहीं तैयारी कर पाए तो हम आपसे वन टू वन में आपको.
नहीं सर, मेरा पॉइंट यही था कि आप जब भी कॉल होस्ट कर रहे हैं तो प्रेजेंटेशन और कॉल के बीच का जो ड्यूरेशन है उसे एक दिन का दे दीजिए. तो उसमें काफी क्वेश्चंस भी हमारे फिल्टर्ड हो जाते हैं. प्रेजेंटेशन पे आप इतना काम करते हैं और उसे सर उसका सही मूल्य नहीं मिल रहा है. यदि हम जो आकलन ठीक से करें तो इसमें क्वेश्चन ही नहीं रह जाते क्योंकि बहुत मेहनत की जाती है प्रेजेंटेशन बनाने में. एंड आई एम वेरी 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 ग्रेटफुल टू द टीम दैट गोज एंड वर्क फॉर इट. सो दैट्स ऑल फ्रॉम माय साइड सर. आई हैव स्पोकन एनफ एंड थैंक यू सर फॉर गिविंग मी द एक्सटेंडेड अपॉर्चुनिटी for putting forward my request. Hope we have someone has requested that somebody from the promoter also joining the call and listening to investors' feedback and giving their input if any. Sir, we have requested earlier also. So in the team next lineup or maybe once during the year, if somebody from the promoter team also participates and answers or listens to the investors and analysts. That would be a confidence boosting measure also, and that goes well in the investing circle also. My humble feedback, sir, if that could be deliberate.
We'll surely work towards this and see if that can happen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, the entire team.
Thank you.
As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Just one second.
Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate your time, questions, and continued support. The transcript of this call will be made available shortly on our website at www.uflexlimited.com. We value this platform as it enables us to engage meaningfully with our investors and stakeholders and look forward to keeping you updated on our progress in the coming quarters. Wishing you all a pleasant day ahead.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.